Good morning, and thank you for joining us for our EMP this morning, Saturday morning. So let's start in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you for this morning as we come before you, Lord God, and to study and learn from you and receive from you the truth of your word. Thank you, Holy Spirit, God, for leading us, for teaching us today. And help us, Lord God, to receive with a good heart and live the truth of your word, O Lord God, in our daily life. So thank you, God, for being with us today, your presence, O Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Morning, church. Today we're going to look at another text or scriptures in Romans chapter 12. So let us read in verse 2. It's a letter of Apostle Paul to the Romans. Do not conform the church, a believer in the Romans. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. This letter, Apostle Paul, to the Christians or believers in Rome, living in Romans, is he has three objectives in writing this letter. As per King James Study Bible said that to teach the fundamental doctrine of salvation to fortify believers against the enemy. And second is to explain the unbelief of Israel and vindicate the faithfulness of God in his dealings with Israel. And third is to give practical instruction concerning Christian livings in society of this day, which you can find and read in Romans chapter 12, verse 16. This is the three main objectives of Apostle Paul writing this letter. Now, as we read from chapter 12 and verse 1, he opens up by appealing to the brethren, to the Christians, that he said in verse 1, that I appeal to you, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. So here Apostle Paul is saying to the church that he's appealing that we have to offer our body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. Now, how can we do that then? So we are living sacrifices by not conforming to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of minds. He answered it in verse 2, by not conforming to this world, by being transformed by the renewal of our minds. Now, verse 1 and 2, or chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, is one of these practical instruction of Apostle Paul on how to live a right Christian living in our society, concerning Christian living in our society. And what we read is he started with the word, a straightforward word, said do not, the word do not. He did not use the word if, he did not use the word because, but he straightly said that do not, meaning he is implying that it is not an option, but it is for all the believers to do or observe this kind of instruction. No, because a true Christian or true believer should do this suggestion, and we must do it. This is what Apostle Paul are implying. And what he said and what you should be doing, is not conforming to the pattern of this world. This is the first instruction, not conforming to the pattern of this world. Now, what do you mean by conforming to the pattern, or what do you mean by conform? Conform means to become the same or to behave in a conventional way by accepting without, you know, asking questions. Now, customs, tradition, and prevailing opinions of other. Meaning that if this is what the world are saying or majority of the people are doing, then we should also follow. No, we should also put ourselves in that kind of ways. In the world, in the other words, to conform is to fit into somebody else's mold, is to do things the way everybody else does. No? So sometimes if you're, this is always the temptation of this world. If you are not doing with the others, then you are not fitting. You are not with us. That is the temptation of this world. That is what Apostle Paul are telling about conforming. Now, when Apostle Paul used the word world, he is referring to the spirit of the age, meaning refers to the popular worldview that rejects God's truth and his revelations. And unbelievers are naturally conformed to the world. But like what's said in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 and 3, they said, "As for you, you were died in your transgression and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also live among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of the flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath." So Apostle Paul also telling that once this Christian that is giving the letter to the Ephesian Christian believers in Ephesus, is that he's explaining that once before that they are also living and conforming to the world, following, you know, the lust of the flesh, gratifying the cravings of the flesh. This is what the spirit of this world are trying, you know, to present, or what he wants to do to all the people in all the creation of the world, or the people of this world, that he wants the people, you know, to live in accordance to his ways, being, you know, evil and wicked. And it's also the Bible said why we should not befriend, or we should not be patterned or following and fit ourselves Christians to this world. In John chapter 8 verse 12 said, "Because this world is dark place and in need of the light of Christ Jesus." In John 15 verse 18 also said that this world hate Christ and his believers. So if we are a true believers of Christ, this world will hate us because they hated also the Lord Jesus Christ. And also in James chapter 4 verse 4 said that therefore anyone who chooses to be friend of the world becomes the enemy of God. So if you are conforming, you also become a friend of this world or the God of this age, we become an enemy of God. So those who are unbelievers, those who are following and fitting it and conforming to this world, they are an enemy of God. That is also in John, 1 John chapter 2 verse 15 said that Christians should not be friend of the world, for if we do this, the love of the Father is not with him. So if we are also conforming to this world, the love of the Father is not with us. And also in 1 John 2:16 to 17 said that do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. So we see and saw, that's why Apostle 4, Paul give us this very straightforward instruction that we should not be conformed to the pattern of this world. Because this world is, if we become friend of this world, if we conform of this world, the pattern of this world, we, the love of the Father is not with us, and we are an enemy of God. Why? Because our mind is fallen. You know, we had a, there's a big problem of the human mind. The problem is that our mind are fallen because of sin. Now, the next instruction is that Apostle Paul said, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We said a while ago that our problem, the human, the big problem of human mind is that our mind is fallen. But our mind is the key of the Christian life. The reason why non-Christian do not respond to the Christian truth is that they cannot discern the spiritual truth. For example, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, it said, the person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. So without the Spirit of God, to that person, they will not receive and they cannot discern the truth of the Word of God. So if our mind is fallen, if our mind is not transformed, if our mind is not renewed by the Spirit of God, we cannot discern the truth of the Word of God. They cannot understand the Word of God. And that's the life of unbeliever. They are conforming to the pattern of this world because the Spirit of God is not with them. You know, the word repentance carries the notions of a changed mind. Repentance, it carries a notion of a changed mind. Our thinking must be changed or transformed from the old ungodly ways of thinking into a new godly ways of thinking. Because what we know in our mind to be true forms a conviction in our heart of that truth. What we know in our mind, we put in our mind that is true, it forms convictions in our hearts that is truth, and that conviction in our heart translate into action. Therefore, we must first renew our mind. Imagine, church, if our mind, the way we think, is not good according to the Word of God, but we put in our mind that is the truth. No, that is the truth, and that truth that we are believing in our mind, that will be the conviction of our hearts and translate it into action. Sometimes, you know, they said that they are not sinning because they believe what is truth, what is in their mind. That is why they are said that they are not sinning, because you know whatever you believe in that is truth in your mind, then that will translate it, that will be conviction of your heart, and that will become your action. And the only way to replace the error of the world's way of thinking is to replace with God's truth, and the only infallible source of God's truth is His revealed word, the Bible. No? Transforming through renewed mind comes as believers exposing themselves, you know, by each week in the church, you know, exposing themselves of each week in the church through Bible study, group Bible study, and a solid church believes in preaching the Word of God, in reading the Word, and singing, worshiping. You know, the Word is valuable in helping us renew our mind. Those are just suggestions, you know, that we should start, people, men should start, you know, involved in order for us to renew our mind, transforming and renew our mind by exposing ourselves, all those things, reading, attending the church, you know, reading the Word of God, meditating the Word of God, worshiping, even using the Word of God, you know, to worship our God. coming to church, solid, you know, community also is one way of, you know, transforming and renewing our mind. Now, unless a Christian learns to renew their mind, they will continue to walk in defeat, struggle, and confusion as they decide to experience a spirit-led life. So it is very important. That is why Apostle Paul instructed us to renew our mind, not be transformed by the renewing our mind. Renewing our mind aligns our mind with the truth of the Word of God. By learning to recognize the lies of the enemy, replace them with the truth of God's Word. Thoughts are like a seed. Whatever you allow to be planted in your heart, in the garden of your heart, will bring forth a harvest in your life. So choose seed wisely. So whatever you put in, you believe in your mind, just like a seed, it will be planted in our heart, and that will bring forth a harvest in our life. So as a Christian, we should continually, you know, put forth the truth of the Word of God as seed planted in our heart that will bring goodness of God, you know, favor and blessing into our lives. Now, what do you mean by transform? Transform means the condition, change the condition, the function, the nature, and character or personality of a person. Let me share this comparison of this. What is the difference between conforming and transform? Let me use Rick Warren in his book Transform, when he defined these two different terms or word or action that is stated in the text that we read. Conforming has to do with behavior, the way a person act, move, functions, and the way he behaves. That is a conforming. Transforming has to do with character, the way someone thinks and feels. Conforming is from the outside in, allowing yourself to be shaped, mold of what is in the outside world and believing it is the truth and bring it to your heart. Then you live and will manifest its conformity with the world. Just like, you know, shaping, that is conforming, shaping yourself from the outside in the ways of this world. Transforming is from the inside out. Conforming is something we do to ourselves. So conforming, we can do it for ourselves. We can conform, we can fit in, we can follow, we can change ourselves in accordance to what is happening around us. That is conforming, doing it to ourselves. But transforming is something God does to us. And He transforms us by renewing our minds. God doesn't just want to change our behavior, He wants to change the way we think. For the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Our thought controls our action. So if you want to change the way we act, we must start changing the way we think. If you want to be like Christ, you must learn to think like Christ. He said that transforming is a work of God. Transforming our mind is a work of God, the work of the Holy Spirit. The word renewal, which we've seen, is so necessary. That is, a renewal is from the Holy Spirit. And it is a renewal of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit renews our minds, and it is the first decisively work of the Holy Spirit, and it's a radically dependent on Him. The way the Holy Spirit changing our mind is only the work of the Holy Spirit. We alone cannot change our mind. It is the work of the Holy Spirit. Now, how the Holy Spirit, what does the Holy Spirit transform to us? What the Spirit do to transform our mind into the image of the Son of God, Christ. He enables us to behold the glory of the Lord. And this is how the mind is renewed, by steadfastly gazing at the glories of Christ for whatever they are, for what they really are. You know, if our mind are not renewed, we cannot focus to Christ. But this is the work of the Holy Spirit, you know, that he steadily is guiding us to continually see the glory of God and the truth of the Word of God. He enables us to do that by the work, by the double work of the Holy Spirit, and He was worked in two directions. He works from the outside in, and He works from the inside out. The Holy Spirit must work to us, He work in us from the outside in and from the inside out. So He must work from us the outside in. How is it going to do that? By exposing our mind to Christ's truth. By exposing our mind to Christ's truth, that He must lead us to hear the gospel, to read the Bible, to study Christ's writings of the great spiritual men, and to meditate on the perfection of Christ. This is the work of the Holy Spirit, that He is exposing us, that's leading us, you know, to read, to have that hunger and thirst, to read the Word of God, to meditate the Word of God, and to study the Word of God, leading us to hear the Word of truth. Because in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4 said, the God, the small letter G, of this world, Satan, has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ. This is the work of the enemy. He is blinding us, this blinding the man so that they will not see the truth of the Word of God. But the work of the Holy Spirit is exposing us, leading us to the Word, or to the truth of the Word of God. And that is starting by renewing our mind. We'll renew in that way. Literally, Paul says that we'll renew our mind and transform the life and produce an unending worship to God. So that is from the outside in. Now, the Holy Spirit also works from the inside out. What do I mean by this? You know, by breaking hard heart that blinds and corrupts the mind. Now, the heart is and mind is always in connection, you know. The Holy Spirit works from the inside. It's just breaking, convicting this hard heart by the truth of the Word of God. The Spirit must work from the outside in to the Christ truth, and from the inside out to the truth of embracing humility. The truth embracing humility, to humble down, to know and to understand and receive by the heart, you know, to the truth of the Word of God. If the Holy Spirit work only from the outside in, by presenting Christ's truth to our mind, but not breaking the hard heart and make it humble, then the truth would be despised and rejected. Let me repeat that. If he only worked from the outside in, by presenting, you know, the Word of truth to our minds, but not convicting or breaking the hard heart and make it humble, then the truth would be despised and rejected. And if he only humbled the hard heart, but put no Christ's truth before the mind, then would be no Christ to embrace, and no worship would be happen. Hallelujah. That's why the Holy Spirit is working through us, from the outside in, and also from the inside out. It is a double work of the Holy Spirit for us to renew and to be transformed and renewing our mind. Is this solely a work of God, solely work of the Holy Spirit for us to be transformed and renewed our mind? All we need to do is to have an open heart and open mind to be led by the Holy Spirit, you know, to in order for us to renew our mind. So what shall we do then? In Romans chapter 2, verse 7, be transformed in the renewal of your mind. Meaning we have to join the Holy Spirit in this precious and all important work that He is doing in renewing our mind. We pursue Christ's truth and we pray for the truth and humility. You know, I still remember, you know, that I quote that what Pisa also said, that one of the measures of being that you are also a growing in you are maturing in your Christian life is how, you know, how, that's why I also call that, how would you, you know, being a teachableness, you know, how that you the more that you learn more of the Word of God is not because that, you know, being mature is being knowing or understanding the Word of God, but how you still become a teachable, that humbling yourself, yourself understanding that you know nothing, that we know nothing, that only by the Holy Spirit, to the power of the Holy Spirit, giving us understanding. And that is also part of renewing and transforming the way we think. So there is no shortcut. There is no just magical formula in renewing our mind. We must fill our mind with God's words. That's why he prayed in John chapter 17, verse 7, he said, sanctify them in the truth of your word, because your word is truth. So church, is also my encouragement to all of us as we hear that we really need to be transformed and continuously and continuously renewing our mind daily, because this is only allow the Holy Spirit to work in us, from us, from the outside in to the inside out. And we can only replace that by continually meditating, receiving, soaking to the Word of God, and allow the Holy Spirit to work His way in renewing and transforming our mind. Amen? Amen. So as I invite Marcos to lead us in worship today, let's, you know, our mind is full of, you know, information that is coming in. So our mind is just like, you know, a foam that can easily suck in the information that is swirled around us. That is why it is Apostle Paul encouragement and instruction to us to, you know, not conforming to this world, but transform by the renewing of our mind. Amen. So let's worship.
As it panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You are desire, and I long to worship thee. I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You are the another real joy giver and the apple of my eye. My strength, my shield, to you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. My friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee.
Desire in our heart, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. So let's go to our community prayer for today. Let's lift off our community that having been battling cancer. And yeah, let's pray for God's mighty hands, that there's nothing is impossible to Him. And nothing is hard to Him, that His God is still, you know, giving miracles and healing. Let us pray. So also lift up those who are illness and also needed of word of salvation. Pray for a divine appointment for them, that they may hear the word of God, that they may not be hardened their heart, but receive salvation in Christ Jesus, the truth of his word, and as well as the healing in Christ Jesus. Let us pray. So also lift up those who are suffering infirmities, and just touch that part of the body that, you know, by strife the Lord said that we were healed. Let's declare that power of that healing of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he said, Lord, that in his strife all our sicknesses is healed in Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Let's also pray for our mission focus for today. Let's pray for those who are, you know, COVID infected. Pray that God will continue to strengthen their body and give healing. At the same time, pray also for those frontliners, that God will continue to protect them, cover them and their family with the blood of Jesus. Let us pray. Also lift up, praise God that Sterling Shoes already have work. Amen. So we pray for Catherine, and pray for that God will going to, you know, also give provision or favor to his job. Let's pray. God, thank you for lift up our mission focus for today. Pray for Cambodia, North Korea, and missional opportunities and partnership in Asia, and also those persecuted churches in the Middle East and all over the world. Let's pray. also lift up our SB weekend gatherings. Pray for God's presence, God's anointing, those who are part of these services and meetings. Pray for the mighty presence of the Holy Spirit, mighty presence of God to be upon of each meetings and gatherings this weekend, to glorify His name alone. Let us pray. Also lift up those pregnant mothers in our church community. Pray for Hina and others. Pray for covering and protection and good health for the babies and the mom. Pray for the joy and peace and even provision of their pregnancies, and even when they deliver. Pray for the smooth and less pain delivery. Let us pray. God break. Also lift up our house church today, the Bowen, Hollywood, Mowen, and Southside. Pray for Christ-centered fellowship, God's glorifying activities, presence of God, joy and peace in Him, and the truth of the Word of God will be shared, and every members will grow in joy and love to one another for the glory of Christ. Let us pray. So let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for another day. Thank you for hearing, Lord God, our prayers. Thank you for answering them, God, in Christ Jesus, not because of who we are, because of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Father will hear and answer our prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, being our intercessor, great intercessor, day and night. God, and sitting at the right hand of the Father, thank you for your love. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving us, Lord, the right utterance in prayer, leading us this prayer, intercession, and devotion, Lord. And as we continue, Lord God, to submit unto you, to be, Lord God, transformed and renewing our mind. Thank you, God, for giving us this humbleness and submission. And be having this teachable spirit, O Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for continue, O Lord God, changing us from glory to the power of your Holy Spirit, to be like Christ, O Lord God, and speak like Christ and think like Christ, O Lord God. We bless you, we honor you, God, you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, church. Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful and blessed weekend. See you again on Tuesday.